Camden Town,
Holborn,
Regent's Park,
West Hampstead,
Gospel Oak, Swiss Cottage,
Kentish Town,
Bloomsbury, Highgate,
St Pancras,
Covent Garden, King's Cross,
Timmins Town,
Fortune Green, Camden Community Radio.
I'm Jason Mansray, and you are listening to the CC Radio Newscast. In this update, following President Obama's support for the LGBT, what's happening in Camden?
Which involves us advertising locations in Camden as being LGBT friendly, and to my surprise, they all said yes. Which was a bit much, actually. I was a bit gobsmacked, but they said, yes, we'll do it. We think it's a really good idea.
And our intrepid reporter, Marion Larrigy, has an affordable sports treat.
Now the sun is shining and you're wondering about being out of doors. This is the sound of a quiet Sunday morning at Lee Valley.
President Obama's support for same-sex marriage is a huge victory for the gay rights movement. Whilst he still supports the right of individual states to deny couples same-sex marriage, this on-the-record statement is a huge leap forwards. And so I decided to find out what's happening for the LGBT community a little closer to home.
My name's Lou Hart, and I'm the director of Camden LGBT Forum.
Tell me a little bit about this initiative you've got called CLASP.
CLASP stands for Camden LGBT Advice and Safety Project. And it's an idea I had last year, which was knowing that World Pride was going to be in London and there would be an influx of LGBT visitors, I thought it would be a good idea if we could provide some welcoming spaces for them in Camden. So I went to the council and to the police and said, would you be interested in an initiative which involves us advertising locations in Camden as being LGBT friendly? And in return, we'll advertise them and we'll let people know that they are friendly, and that if people are in trouble or if they need advice, LGBT people that is, they can call into these venues for help. And to my surprise, they all said yes, which was a bit much, actually. I was a bit gobsmacked, but they said, yes, we'll do it. We think it's a really good idea. So they gave me a small amount of money to do it. And since then, we've been approaching businesses, community groups, churches, organisations in Camden, saying, are you prepared to sign up to this scheme? If you are, you need to put a sticker, which we've designed, in your window. We'll then put that on a map and inside a booklet, which we're going to produce in time for World Pride, which gives details of where all these organisations are. So if you're on the street and you're in trouble, you can look them up and go to one for help. In addition to that, we're having it put on a phone app so that there will be a map that people can look at if they're out and about and they've got a smartphone, and again, they need to find out where the nearest CLASP is. And it will go on our website as an interactive map on there as well.
Brilliant. Now, how many businesses have you got sort of signed up so far?
We've got around 56 businesses so far, businesses and organisations. That includes a number of churches. We've got businesses like Wagamama in Camden Town, Treadwell's Bookshop. We've got lots of community groups like Age UK and the Citizens Advice Bureau. All the Citizens Advice Bureau outlets in Camden have signed up. The BME Alliance have signed up. Voluntary Action Camden have signed up. Now, on top of that, the police have said they'll put it in every police station and in their police cars.
Really fantastic news. Very encouraging response there. Now, if someone's walking through the streets and they're looking for these CLASP members, what should they be looking for? What does this sticker look like?
Okay, it's a bright yellow fluorescent circle, and in the middle of it is a rainbow triangle. And around the edge of the circle, it says CLASP, and then underneath, Camden LGBT Advice and Safety Project. It's about 8 inches across. And we made that circle fluorescent so it shows up.
Bright and colourful. Yeah. How ironic for an LGBT.
Yes, I know, strange, isn't it?
Now, if someone wants to be part of it, if they'd like to become a member,
yeah,
or an organisation of CLASP, how can they do so?
The best thing is probably to contact me directly. That's lou.hart@camdenlgbtforum.org.uk. And then what we'll do is send them a registration form, which will have all the details that get advertised in the booklet about them, plus details for us, for admin. but it would say, for example, what opening hours they're available for class, because some people might only be available for a couple of hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
It depends on the organisation. And also the sticker, which is going to be embargoed until the middle of June, just a couple of weeks before World Pride starts in London, so that everybody puts them up at the same time.
Daily begin, will they all be up? Will they all be up and visible?
Around the 12th of June.
And what to do in these tough times? Sports very often don't suit the recession budget. But Marion Larrigy has an inspired report to put you in the right direction.
You've been watching the snooker, and before that the golf. Now the sun is shining and you're wondering about being out of doors. This is the sound of a quiet Sunday morning at Lee Valley. If you've always thought of golf as a rich person's game that you couldn't afford, and then thought about it no further, then think again. While it's true that conventional golf will cost £30 to £40 a game, with clubs, clothes and even membership piling up the pounds, there is a way to play that costs a whole lot less. For just as pool is more accessible and cheaper than snooker, but nonetheless absorbing, so pitch and putt is a cheaper form of golf. The distances are a little less than a conventional golf course, but then that's a bonus when you're new anyway. Listen. Yes, that was the sound of the ball being hit, and of the satisfying little plop as it goes in the pocket. The hole, you know what I mean. And then there's being out there with nature. And with nurture. A little more exercise, and off we go. And then it's plop. And another one. Now, Camden doesn't have pitch and putt, but there are three courses within reasonable distance, and the prices for all of them range from £4.50 to £7.50 a head. Just off the Leabridge Road, the 253 bus will get you up to Clapton Roundabout, and then a short walk or a hop on a bus will get you there. The prices on weekdays are £5 for off-peak and for concessions, and £7.50 for adults at the weekend. Hire of clubs is £3, and there's a full 18-hole golf course. There's a pitch and putt course at Gunnersbury. Take the overground to the station and walk up to the park. There you can do a short 9-hole course for £4.50 for juniors and OAPs, £5 for adults, or a full 18 holes for £6.50 or £7, and you can hire a pair of clubs there for £1. If you don't know how to play golf, some people learn by watching other people or videos of how to play on the internet. Leabridge provides tuition if you want it. And there's a course at Alexander Palace. Get there on the W7 from Finsbury Park Station and get off at the top of the hill. This is a 10-hole course. You'll need to be a little bit more accomplished for this one, though, as the pitch and putt area is on the hill below the palace. The view is lovely from the top, but every time you miss the putt, you risk the ball taking a long detour down the hill. While this is hilarious if it happens to your partner, it soon wears you out if it's happening to you. Try this one at the start and practice elsewhere, and then come back to Ali Pali and see how your ability to control the ball has improved. That's very satisfying. Costs of club hire range from £1 to £3 for the two clubs, but if you play more than four or five times, you might want to buy pitcher and putter. You can get yourself a cheap pitcher and putter for £7 or £8 apiece. Most also have a driving range or a putting green where you can practice. I'll have places nearby to go walking so you can make a day of it, or go with other people and take time out.
If you have any local news or a story you think should be heard, get in contact. newsdesk@ccradio.org. I'm Jason Mansray, and you've been listening to this Camden Community Radio newscast. Stay tuned for our next update.
You are listening to a podcast from Camden Community Radio.
www.ccradio.org.